Carly Fiorina sees the spotlight this week. The former Hewlett-Packard CEO stood out during her first appearance on the primetime debate stage. But to gain ground in a crowded Republican primary race, she'll need to build her campaign and connect it with the party's base. Last night, she spoke to conservative activists in Greenville, South Carolina. NPR's Sarah McCammon was there.
One way Carly Fiorina has tried to win over the GOP base is by stressing her opposition to abortion and siding with congressional Republicans who are pushing to end federal funding for Planned Parenthood. If there was ever a friendly audience for that message, it was the one she faced last night.
If we will not fight for this, faced with proof positive of the butchery that is going on at Planned Parenthood.
Speaking to a packed arena at the Heritage Action for America Forum, Fiorina doubled down on her criticism of the women's health provider, echoing themes from Wednesday's debate.
If we do not have the courage to stand up and say, President Obama, if you're prepared to shut down the government to defend this kind of barbarity, have at it and explain it to the American people.
Fact checkers have pointed out that a sting video Fiorina refers to, produced by an anti-abortion rights group, includes stock footage edited to suggest it was taken at Planned Parenthood. Though she's embraced this issue, which excites the GOP base, on the campaign trail, she more often talks about the decades she spent in business. With increased attention comes increased scrutiny of that record. Last night, she addressed her tenure as CEO of Hewlett-Packard, which included massive layoffs.
It's very difficult, painful, to tell people that they don't have a job anymore. And yet, sometimes that has to be done. Because, for heaven's sakes, sometimes a bureaucracy gets so bloated. We have one in Washington, D.C., that really and truly, there are too many people working there and not adding enough value.
The fact that Fiorina comes from outside politics is attractive to Brian Bassett of Greenville, but he understands that her business record could cause her problems.
Carly's background is a little bit more troublesome. I know that she had trouble at HB. A lot of people don't like her. A lot of people do. I wasn't there. A lot of people weren't there. I think there's going to be a lot of mud to sling, and I don't want to see it.
Bassett prefers another outsider, retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson. His wife Maria also likes Carson, and she appreciates Fiorina's tough talk about defunding Planned Parenthood.
She's very clear in her opinion of it, and I think that's excellent. She's not afraid of it.
Conservatives may like Fiorina, but she'll need more than that in this crowded primary. Carol Wieldon and Dee Park of Pinehurst, North Carolina, came away from the evening happy but undecided.
We love being here. It was wonderful. Really nice.
We love Carly, and we love Rubio, and we love Cruz, and who else did we love? Oh, and we like Ben Carson. Those four.
While Carly Fiorina stood out on the debate stage this week, she still has work to do to stand out in a field full of conservative candidates. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Greenville, South Carolina.